about prayer recently, actually in the sisterhood.
In fact, I spoke on prayer. You know, prayer is perhaps one of the least threatening parts to sharing our faith. Someone without any faith may think, well, it can't do any harm, can it? There are all sorts of things we can pray for. I wonder how many of you on Friday at half time were praying for Wales to launch a comeback against France. So it's you, Paul. I'd say I didn't have much faith in England beating Ireland yesterday, but there we go. But you know, we can pray for things like that, or we can pray for some really important things. Things that are perhaps more serious, dare one say it. You know, there's an atheist at Cosham Baptist Church who turns up every week and has done for about 7 years. He even said to me about a year ago, I'm even blanker than I was the first time I walked through the door. But he's always said, I think there is something in the power of prayer. Prayer is a key part of mission. For some people, prayer is their mission. You know, Helen Jervis said at the church meeting that her house is always open for prayer. Please take her up on that. I intend to at some point. Because I know for her, that is her mission, is praying for people. Don't underestimate that and think that's a small part. It's hugely important. We can so often see prayer as bringing our requests before God. But how often do we see it as a chance to hear what God has to say to us? How do we hear God? Through prayer. And when you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the street corners to be seen by others. Truly I tell you, they have received their reward in full. But when you pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father who is unseen. Then your Father, who sees what is done, in secret, will reward you. What does Jesus actually mean here? The hypocrites love to stand on the street corners and make a big thing of their prayers. They want their prayers to be heard by others. And actually, it should only be God that we want to hear our prayers. It's God that we're praying to. Jesus says, truly they have received their reward in full. If they want people to hear their prayer and think they're wonderful and holy people, then that is their only reward and they have received it. But Jesus says, but when you pray, go into a room, close the door and pray to your Father who is unseen. Then your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. God sees what is done in secret and God knows our hearts. When we truly seek God in our prayers, then we see results. See, prayer is not about us asking God for what we want, praying for Him to give it to us, praying to God so that He can change His will and His plans. But it's about us seeking God. Prayer isn't for us to change God's mind. But actually, when we truly seek Him, we allow Him to change us. Of course, we should pray for things that we want to happen. We should pray for healing for people. We should pray for happiness for ourselves and for our friends and family. These are good things to be praying for. And God answers prayers in all sorts of ways and all sorts of different ways of His own timing. But of course, we need to be careful when we read scriptures like Mark 11:24. Therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it and it will be yours. When we read that on its own, it sounds quite good, doesn't it? We might read this and think, so whatever we want, we can claim it in prayer and God will do it for us. But what's in our hearts when we pray? Are we seeking God? Are we willing to hear God and willing for Him to work in His ways? Now, the hardest thing when we pray can be when there appears to be nothing happening. We want to hear God through prayer, but it appears that nothing's happening. There's no results. That was a waste of time. God was obviously too busy, or maybe He just didn't care. Those can be the hardest moments. We're praying, we're wanting to hear God, and we just think, God's silent. God's saying nothing. I wonder, what is it that you're praying for at the moment? Praying for God's provision is a big thing. Whether that could be praying for a job or praying for someone we know to come to faith or praying for healing for someone, keep praying. In Romans 12, be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. Let's not give up on those things that we're praying for. Keep praying. And Jesus goes on to say, and when you pray, do not keep babbling like pagans, for they think they will be heard because of their many words. When we think about keeping on praying, we can perhaps think we need to keep praying more and more, because the more words we say and the more clever words we say, the more likely it is that we'll be heard. Well, actually, it's about the state of our hearts when we come before the Lord in prayer. What are we coming to the Lord with? Are we coming to Him with that desire to grow in a relationship with Him, to see Him work? We've all probably had those moments when there's nothing else to do but turn to God in prayer. You know, those can be the moments when our prayer life grows, when our faith grows, when our relationship with God strengthens, when there is nothing else to do but pray. When we truly need God to step in, when we really need and want God to speak. Have you ever said those words, Lord, you are going to have to do it now? They're difficult words, but they're quite powerful words for our faith. And of course, we have our own ways that we want to hear God. We have our ways that we'd like to hear God speak to us through prayer. Wouldn't it be great if when we came to prayer time, it was just like a vending machine? We know what we're praying for. We know what the answer's going to be. We know what it's going to be like. Maybe that's a bad example. Or sometimes the vending machine doesn't actually work properly, so you start to try and shake it and try and move it around to see if it'll make the bottle of water or whatever it is come out. Wouldn't it be great if we went to God with our prayers whenever we needed an answer, whenever we wanted to hear from Him, it happened straight away in the way we expected, in the way that we knew. Wouldn't that be so comfortable? Wouldn't that all be so clear? We'd all know where we stood. However, does that truly build up character, build up relationship with God, and grow our faith? Waiting on answers in prayer takes faith. When we see God working, perhaps in ways we didn't expect, that is when our faith is strengthened. We can have those moments when we're looking back and when we see where God was at work, how He was answering our prayers, either for ourselves or for others, in ways that we were not expecting. You know, hearing God through prayer requires an openness to Him. I know for myself, sometimes I can have quite a narrow view of how God can answer prayer. And isn't it amazing when God answers prayers in different ways? Ways that we weren't expecting, ways that we couldn't have imagined. As it says, Isaiah 55:8, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. Trusting in God that we will hear from Him in ways that we might not expect. Those are hard words to hear, hard words to say when things are not working out. When we feel forgotten, we feel God is silent. We're praying to Him, we're hoping to hear Him, and we just feel as if we're hearing nothing. That takes faith. That's a challenge. To be open to God's will, to His ways, and to say, Lord, I want you to bring the best, to bring your best in every situation. They're not easy words to hear. We might think, if people knew my situation and understood my situation, if God understood my situation, He would know exactly what I was going through. And He would know what He needs to do to answer my prayer. And when we don't even know it, in ways that we don't expect, God is still working. How are we listening to God? So often we can approach any conversation and we've got so much that we need to say, so much we need to get across ourselves, that we forget to stop and listen. We need to tell God everything that's going on, everything that we need Him to do, otherwise He won't know. And actually, we need to take those moments to listen, as we keep saying, to be still. And Jesus says, do not be like them, those with many words. For your Father knows what you need before you ask Him. So, I mean, we read that and think, well, if God already knows what we need, then what's the point? What's the point telling Him what He already knows? With a God that loves us that much, He wants to hear from us. You know, hearing from children and grandchildren, they're telling us things that we already know. We don't stop them though, do we? We like to hear them telling us those things. We like to hear them talking to us. Isn't that how God feels about us? As His children? He likes to hear from us. He likes to hear how we're feeling. That's how our relationship with Him grows. The joy and the pleasure that God gets from hearing from us. You know, we can come to a time of prayer with all these things to say. But how much time are we also spending listening to God? Jesus talks here about how the pagans think they'll be heard because of their many words. You know, when we pray, we don't need to have lots of clever words. We don't need to sound all grand and holy. It can be intimidating sometimes. Maybe we think we can't be like other people who've been a Christian for years and years, and our prayers don't carry as much weight because they don't sound as grand and spectacular. I wonder, have you ever felt that your own prayers sound a bit childlike? I often do. I made a terrible mistake once when I was running an alpha group. We'd had a group discussion after the talk, and I was leading the group, and there was another Christian in the group, and I asked her if she would just close in prayer, which was a normal thing. And it was a bit of she launched into this grand 20-minute, very spiritual prayer, and it just wasn't the right place for it. And a lot of people thinking, I shouldn't have asked her to do it. It was the wrong place to do it. But we don't need prayers like that, do we? Sometimes it can just be a couple of simple words. We don't need to feel the number of words we use makes God listen anymore. We're His children. And if the prayers we bring to God may sound a bit childlike to us, they bring great joy to Him. We can say the most simple prayers, and yet the most important thing is the state of our hearts. Are we prepared to listen to God and to be open to Him and to His will? You know, when we are, it's incredible how He speaks to us and how He answers prayer. When we're taking those moments to be still. And Jesus goes on to give a simple yet effective model for prayer. We actually said it last week before Diane's sermon last Sunday night. And you know, if we're struggling with our prayer life, perhaps that's just a straightforward model that can be so helpful to go back to and to use. It's one which Jesus said. So it's a great example of something to use in prayer. Sometimes we may feel we can't pray because we don't have the words or we don't know what to pray. Let's take encouragement from the fact that a few words and something so simple can be heard. When something is really on our mind, we're struggling. How can we articulate it to God? How can we say it to God? Take encouragement from this in Romans 8. In the same way, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. We do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit Himself intercedes for us through wordless groans. You know, having a period of silence in prayer can be good. Not to focus on our own agenda, but to ask God, what is it that He has for us? There's lots of different disciplines we can use in prayer, and different things will work for different people. You know, it can be great to pray in the morning before we do anything in the day, and pray at the end of the day as well. Those are good things to do. But how much time do we spend with God throughout the rest of the day? In our everyday lives? How much do we bring God into every situation that we face? How much are we looking for Him, listening to Him in all our situations? whatever we're doing tomorrow, whatever we might be facing at different times in the day. Do we not think we can hear God in all of those places, in all of those situations? Are we walking with God and praying to Him throughout the day? There can be ways in which we limit God in prayer, and I certainly can. We can limit God to only responding in certain moments, but actually He can respond to our prayers in all sorts of ways throughout the day. Can we trust God with what may seem small? And then trust Him with the bigger things as well. There's nothing that's too small to bring before God. There's nothing so big that God can't deal with it. You know, one of the biggest challenges through prayer can be waiting for God to respond. We talk about God's timing. We love talking about it, and it sounds really good and spiritual, doesn't it? But it's not easy when we're in the middle of it to think about trusting in God's timing. You know, it can be very hard to see the bigger picture sometimes. We can only see our own view, and we think what the answers to our prayers should be. But it's so important to be seeking God in everything, to be aware of everything around us and the ways that God is working. It's hard when we can't see beyond the next few days or even the next few hours, to clear our minds of other things, of our own agendas, and allow God to answer and respond in His way and in His timing. Those moments when we have so much uncertainty, let's listen to God. As I said, it's about the state of our hearts. It's not that we hear from God if we impress Him with our words and our intellect and how much other people are impressed by our prayers. God is impressed by a heart that's seeking His will, one that's willing to listen to Him. Are we seeking God and His will in all our prayers, looking to hear from Him in all our situations? And let's be encouraged, whatever our circumstances might be today, bring it before God and keep praying. Whatever you might have on your mind, whatever difficulties you might be facing right now, keep praying. But also remember, what is it that we need to be thankful for today? Keep praying. Keep being thankful. Philippians 4 verses 6 and 7. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Let's pray. Gracious God, we thank You for the privilege of bringing everything before You in prayer. And Father, I pray that each one of us can be able to listen to You. And we would know we can bring all things before You. But help us to have ears that listen. Listen to You through prayer. And I pray that we can listen to You in all our situations. And I pray for each one of us, for the different things that we're facing at the moment, we can know that we can bring it all before You in prayer. And as we prepare to come around Your table, we know that it's only because of You, because of Your love for us. Amen.